back from the dead, the Dow recovers after the Fed hints at a policy shift. It's the Business News Hour for Thursday, the 6th of December. Thanks for being with us, everybody. So how much money has come back to the United States that had been offshored by major corporations? You might be surprised. What's behind the arrest of a Chinese national that jolted the markets today? We'll tell you that story. A new assembly plant is headed to Detroit, and Eddie Lambert really, really wants Sears bad. Those stories, the Wall Street Report, and we'll take you on a walkthrough of one of the new medical cannabis dispensaries so you can learn more about what they are, how they do business, what they look like, and more. A Med Farm walkthrough with Stephen Wilson coming up yet today. But that business news is next.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion, human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AURION.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines Metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
Let's double your business revenue. How? Arion helps you save time and money by helping you through your employment challenges. A recent study revealed that organizations like Arion can help you double your revenue by handling your HR tasks like payroll, benefits, onboarding, and compliance. With Arion as your HR partner, you'll also experience more productivity, better benefits, and mitigated risk, all while doing what you love to do, your business. Start increasing your revenue. Visit AURION.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa and Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Welcome back to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You want to reach out to us on Twitter? You can do that. We are at IOB_News Hour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, on Wall Street, it was all downhill as the Dow opened by more than 400 points lower than the close on Tuesday. At one point, the blue chips were off by as much as 800 points. It was a mess fueled by uncertainty over what sort of deal was struck in China, the arrest of a China national, and concerns about rising interest rates. But then, as if by magic, the Fed announced they would tighten monetary policy at a slower rate than expected, and the markets gained back much of their loss, with the Dow ending down just 79 points and change. We'll have all the details later in the broadcast. President Donald Trump promised that corporations that are stashing cash offshore would start to bring that money back to the United States so that it would offset the major tax cuts that were signed into law last year. So, what's been the result? A Morgan Stanley report released today estimates companies brought back between $50 billion and $100 billion in the third quarter, which would bring the total repatriated back to the United States to as little as $514 billion, based on previously released figures for the first and second quarters from the Commerce Department. But wait. As little as $514 billion? That's a big number. But it's just a fraction of the $4 trillion, Mr. Trump said, would be returning to the United States in the hope it would offset those tax breaks here and jumpstart infrastructure programs across the country. Meanwhile, Johnson & Johnson, eBay, and Cigna Corporation are among companies that have already disclosed in regulatory filings that they plan to keep their foreign profits offshore. Now you know. News that the United States arrested a Chinese national rocked the financial world today. So what's up? Well, the Chinese telecom giant Huawei Technologies' chief financial officer was arrested as part of a U.S. investigation of an alleged scheme to use the global banking system to evade U.S. sanctions against Iran. The United States has been looking since at least 2016 into whether Huawei Technologies has violated U.S. sanctions against Iran. Most recently, the probe has included the company's use of HSBC Holdings to make illegal transactions involving the company. Huawei CEO Meng Wanzhou, the daughter of the company's founder, was arrested in Canada and faces extradition to the United States, sparking fears it could reignite a Sino-U.S. trade dispute and roiling global stock markets. Back in 2012, HSBC paid $1.9 billion and entered into a deferred prosecution agreement with the U.S. Attorney General's Office in Brooklyn for violating U.S. sanctions and money laundering laws. Hawaii is already under intense scrutiny from Washington and other Western governments over its ties to the Chinese government, driven by concerns it could be used by Beijing for spying. It's been locked out of the U.S. and some other markets for telecom gear, but has repeatedly insisted they have nothing to do with Beijing. Well, the story out of Detroit is that a new assembly plant will open there, courtesy of Chrysler Fiat, and it would be the first domestic car plant to open in at least a decade. People familiar with the story say the Italian-American automaker plans to make a sport utility vehicle at the new factory. All this on the heels of General Motors saying they were shuttering plants in the United States due to lousy sales and transitioning to other types of vehicles. The factories GM plans to idle are making slow-selling sedan lines. Meanwhile, Chrysler Fiat eliminated nearly all of its car lines a year ago, and it has much less empty factory space here in the United States. Many of its truck and SUV plants operate around the clock, making popular models like the Jeep Wrangler and the Cherokee. Fiat Chrysler said it would roll out more truck and SUV models in the United States, responding to a sharp consumer shift away from passenger cars in recent years. Well, Sears is back in the news today as Eddie Lambert and his ESL Holdings hedge fund are offering to buy the rest of Sears for up to $4.6 billion in cash and stock. The Sears chairman and ESL owns just under half of the Hoffman Estates Illinois company. Sears filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection back in October, weighed down by years of declining sales and massive debt. ESL Holdings said in a regulatory filing today that its non-binding offer for roughly 500 remaining Sears stores will keep about 50,000 employees working. The offer is subject to due diligence and ESL's ability to get financing, among other things. Well, stocks slashed deep losses today after news broke that the Federal Reserve could tighten monetary policy at a slower pace than previously expected. The Wall Street Journal reported the central bank is considering whether to signal a wait-and-see approach to rate hikes at its upcoming meeting next month. The report said Fed officials do not know what their next move on rates will be after December. The Dow ended just 79 points lower after plunging, get this, by nearly 800 points, while the S&P 500 closed down only 0.1%. The NASDAQ erased its losses, finishing 0.4% higher as Amazon, Netflix, and Alphabet all rose more than 1%. The S&P 500 fell back into correction territory at one point today, down 10% from its 52-week high. Stocks fell sharply earlier in the session as continued fears over U.S.-China trade relations and concern over a possible economic slowdown kept investors on edge. Trade fears ratcheted up after news broke yesterday that Hawaii CFO Meng Wanzhou was arrested by Canadian authorities in Vancouver, where she faces extradition to the United States. Now, the arrest, which took place on December 1st, decreases the likelihood that a permanent U.S.-China trade deal will be reached. Hawaii is one of the largest mobile phone makers in the world. News of Wang Zhao's arrest comes after President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping agreed to hold off on implementing additional tariffs on each other's goods. After an initial rally on Monday, stocks have since suffered, as the Trump administration comments on details of the event have been inconsistent at best. The White House also said today that even though the arrest came on the same day as the dinner event, Mr. Trump did not have advance knowledge. At the bell, the Dow ended the day at 24,947. The NASDAQ gained a tad to end at 71.88, and the S&P 500 was down and closed at 26.95. Gold gained 10 cents on the day to trade at $1,237.20 an ounce. Oil lost $1.18 today to end the day at $51.71 a barrel, and the 10-year T-note is paying 2.88%. When we come back, we recently did a walkthrough of a medical cannabis dispensary in Windsor Heights. Medical marijuana is a brand new thing for folks here in the Hawkeye State. Join us as Stephen Wilson from MedFarm, Iowa, takes us on a tour. And yes, there are photos on our radio blog and on Twitter at IOB_NewsHour. That is coming up next here